Show them to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parsha's Pekudei. That is Perek Lamates, Pasuk Chaf Beis. And when Vayakal Pekudei is a double Parsha, this is actually the sixth Aliyah of Vayakal Pekudei. And we're in the middle of learning about Betzalel, Aholiyav, and his team making the Big Day Kahuna. And the Pasuk tells us, Vayasas Me'il Eifid, and they made the Me'il of the Eifid, Mase Oireg, work of a weaver, Kalil Tcheles, completely out of blue wool, Upiya Me'il Basoichai, Kefi Sachra, and the opening of the Me'il was folded inside like the opening of a suit of armor. Safa Lefiv, Saviv, it had to have a border all around its opening. Loi Karea, it's not allowed to be torn. Vayasu al Shulei HaMe'il, and they made on the hem of the Me'il, Rimayne Tcheles Vargam Telas Shani Mashzar, pomegranates made out of blue, purple, and scarlet wool, all twisted. Vayasu Pamayne Zahav Tahar, and they made bells of pure gold. Vayitnu Asa Pamayne Besoich Rimayneim, and they placed the bells among the pomegranates, al Shulei HaMe'il Saviv, all around the hem of the Me'il, Besoich Rimayneim, among the pomegranates. It's Pamayin Remain, Pamayin Remain, a bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate, Al Shulei HaMe'il Saviv, on the hem of the Me'il all around, L'Shares, to serve, Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. Vayasu as a Kosnois Sheish, Masi Areg, and they made the Kutainas out of linen, the work of a weaver, La'aron Ulbanov, for Aaron and his sons. This is not only for the Kohen Gadol, this is also for the regular Kehanim. Ve'es HaMitznefes Sheish, and the Mitznefes was made out of linen, Ves Pa'are HaMikba'is Sheish, and the splendor of the hats made out of linen, Ve'es Mechnesei HaBad, Sheish Mashzar, and the linen mechnasayim made out of twisted linen. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Ches. What exactly is this word, Pa'are Hamigbais? Rashi tells us, Tiferes Hamigbais, Hamigbais, Hamifoy Arois, the splendid hats. Let's go back to Chumash, Pasuk Chaf Tes, Beso Avnet, and the belt, Sheish Mashzar, made out of twisted linen, Uscheles Vargamar Telas Shani, Masir Roikim, and also blue wool, purple wool, and scarlet wool, the work of an embroiderer, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. Vayasu es tzitz nezer hakodesh zahav tar, and they made the tzitz, the holy crown, out of pure gold. Vayichtivu olav, and they wrote on it, michta pituche chaysam, it was written like the engraving of a signet, kodesh la Hashem, the words kodesh la Hashem. Vayitnu olav psil tcheles, and they put on it a string of tcheles, lases ala mitznefes amala, to put on the mitznefes from above, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. Now in this very long Rashi, and pasuk lamed aleph, Rashi just goes into detail describing how exactly the tzitz was tied on his forehead and how it fit with the mitznefes which was placed on his head. And now the Chumash tells us, pasuk lamed beis vatechel kol avodas mishkan oil maid, and all the work of the mishkan, the oil maid, was completed. Vayasu bnei Yisrael kechol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe kein asu, and the bnei Yisrael did all like Hashem had commanded Moshe, so they did. And with this, we complete the third Aliyah in Parshas Pekudei, and we're still in the middle of the sixth Aliyah when Vayakal Pekudei are together. We're going to stop here for the day. Everyone should have a wonderful day.